text, Hallmark Channel presents All of My Heart. Near bowls of ingredients, a caterer unfolds a kitchen knife bag and sharpens a knife. The caterer slices yellow and red peppers, onion, celery, cucumbers, fresh herbs, and garlic. Text, a better road in Front Street Pictures production. The caterer whisks the ingredients in a bowl. She cracks an egg and grates cheese, then slices a lime. Text, Lacey Chabert, Brennan Elliott. A chef swipes a taste from the bowl with his fingers.
Is that tarragon I taste?
Yes, chef. And a dash of cinnamon.
Jenny, don't deviate from the recipe of my signature dish.
Should I toss it?
I didn't say it's bad, merely impertinent.
A man drops a bowl.
Sorry, chef.
Must you always be so clumsy?
Must you always be so mean?
It's my signature mood.
And it's his first day on the job.
You know what bothers me?
Tarragon.
Funny. Your need to always do the right thing. Now, less drama and more dicing. Party starts in 2 hours. Chop chop!
Yes, sir. Yes.
The new employee turns to Jenny. He gives a nervous smile as Jenny continues cooking. At night, the caterers unload a van in the driveway of a large home. In the kitchen, Chef Oliver sets down a tray next to Jenny.
Here we are. Ah, Mrs. Danbar, you look stunning. And what a beautiful home you have.
Jenny Finley, is that you?
Ashley?
Hi.
Hi, yeah, we actually went to school together.
Oh, how nice for you.
I always wondered what happened to you.
My mom actually got sick, so I had to quit school and go to work.
So you're a caterer now?
I hope to become a chef and open my own restaurant one day.
Well, are you married?
Not yet, but I have a wonderful boyfriend, Daryl.
Jenny smiles.
We're practically engaged. I'm sure he's going to propose any day now.
Well, what's the holdup? Nothing says commitment like Tiffany's.
Ashley wiggles her fingers to show off her large diamond ring. Jenny gazes at the ring.
Jenny. Jenny.
What?
Garnish.
Right.
Jenny looks down, then gives a quick smile. Later, Jenny and Daryl dine in a restaurant. Text, directed by Peter DeLuise.
Is that a new dress?
You said this was a special occasion?
Very special.
Jenny and Daryl share a grin. A server fills champagne glasses.
I want to remember this moment forever. Thank you.
The server sets the glasses on the table and steps away.
I have great news. I got a new job.
Jenny stares at Daryl.
Gentrotech. They're this really hot new biotech company, and they're going global. They're sending me to Singapore next week. I can't even believe it.
Neither can I.
And then Stockholm, Madrid, everywhere I've always wanted to go.
She knits her brows.
Wow. Daryl, that's great. But, what about us?
He sits back.
Hey, our relationship can withstand some time apart.
Jenny blinks back tears.
I thought you were gonna propose, but...
Jenny, I love you, you know that.
She shakes her head.
I'm not sure that's enough.
I don't want to lose you.
There's no right or wrong here, Daryl, but we want different things.
Daryl's face crumples.
Are you breaking up with me?
You're on your way to Singapore, and I want a picket fence. Geographically, we're out of sync.
Jenny stares into Daryl's face. He looks down at the table, then slumps back against the chair. Jenny looks down at her dress.
This dress cost a fortune, so... I'm ordering the lobster.
She browses the menu. At home, Jenny waters plants with a watering can. She runs her fingers over the leaves as she waters them. Jenny answers her phone.
Hello?
A lawyer.
Is this Jennifer Ann Finley?
Yes.
I've been trying to track you down.
You know what? If this is about the car loan, I have already paid it in full.
It's about your inheritance. You've inherited a house in Bucks County, Pennsylvania.
She blinks rapidly.
I don't understand. Someone left me their house.
The owner of the property was Emily Adams. She left it to her cousin Madge, who is your mother's aunt. Now, it's somewhat complicated.
What do you mean?
I'll tell you what. Why don't you just come down to my office in Harrisburg, and I'll explain the details.
Okay.
Jenny smiles. From above, buildings and trees. In the lawyer's office, Jenny holds a photo.
I found this picture of my mom when she was a little girl. I remember her saying she spent a summer in Bucks County. Is this the house?
I believe so. Yes. The owner of the house, Emily Adams, died in a nursing home 4 months ago. A will was found, which dates back to 1965. She named two beneficiaries, her cousin Madge and the caretaker who looked after the property. Both are deceased, so I've tracked down the heirs.
I can't believe I have a house. Am I dreaming? I mean, is this really happening?
As far as I know.
She smiles.
This is a brand new beginning for me.
I do hope Mr. Howell has remembered our appointment.
If you don't close this deal by the end of the week, thank you. I'm just gonna go to Goldman. Look, I gotta call you back, okay? Right, bye.
Hi.
Welcome.
Pleasure.
Hi.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
This is Jennifer Finley, the other owner of the house. Please. Mr. Howell is descended from Emily's caretaker. You two are not related to each other, but you each own half the house.
Great. We can split the profits. I mean, what's the property worth and how quickly can we sell?
I have no intention of selling my home. I want to keep the house.
Can't sell half a house.
Why don't you drive down to Bucks County and take a look at the property? Maybe you can come to some kind of an agreement.
Fine, we'll do that now.
Whoa. Let's slow down here. I don't have that kind of time. I don't even have a car. I came in on a train.
I have a car. And if you're in that much of a hurry, we better get going. Thank you.
Brian forces a smile. Later, they drive through farmland.
You think you could speed it up a little bit?
Oh, it's so picturesque. Ooh, look at that cornfield. I mean, it goes on for days.
Right, amazing corn. Yeah, it's a commodity that's way overpriced.
What good is making money if not to buy something beautiful? You already have beautiful. It's right outside your window.
Are you always like this?
Jenny glares at Brian. They drive on a covered bridge and pass shops in a small town. Jenny parks her SUV outside of a general store and rolls down the window. An elderly man sits outside.
Hello.
Huh?
How do I get to Maple Lane?
It's 2 miles due east of here.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You let your wife do the driving?
Oh, no, we're not married.
Too bad for you.
Thank you. So cute.
Oh, he's adorable. Yeah.
Brian forces another smile as Jenny rolls up the window. The elderly man watches them drive away. Later, Jenny parks near a barn. She and Brian climb out of the car. Jenny smiles.
It's perfect.
It's a wreck.
She strides toward the house. Brian follows.
Should have brought gloves and a hand sanitizer.
They step into the dusty house.
Isn't this charming?
Yeah, if you're into doilies.
They go upstairs.
Okay, look, listen. I don't trust stairs. I can hear. I could actually taste the dust.
A four-poster bed.
A man can only take so much lace.
Jenny peeks into the kitchen.
I mean, this is just so spacious and homey.
Yeah, you know, all you see are the silver linings.
And all you see are the problems.
Well,
oh, wait.
Brian walks outside.
Because this house has tons of problems.
Whoa, back up. That's a goat.
That's very chivalrous, but I think we'll survive. She won't hurt you.
What are you doing? What if it bites?
Silver linings are friendly. Hey. What's that? You all right?
What's that?
You all right?
Yeah, I know. Apparently I'm allergic to goat. This house gets better and better.
Hey.
Brian tries to get a phone signal.
Come on.
He bumps into a lamp as Jenny uncovers a portrait of a woman.
This is just a lovely room.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? I can't get cell phone reception for the life of me.
I just feel like I belong here, you know?
That's great. I belong in New York. I'm late for a meeting.
Well, what are we going to do about the house?
Are you kidding me? We're going to sell it.
No. Please.
Okay. What do you suggest?
What if I buy you out?
He raises his brows.
Okay, not now, but eventually. You see, I have this dream of opening a restaurant, so I could revise that dream and I could turn this place into a bed and breakfast.
Well, I hope your breakfasts are great, because this house is the pits.
Look, I know you think I'm nuts, but this just feels like home. Please?
She stares into his face. He blinks and looks away.
Fine.
She grins.
I'm sure you look a lot better in lace than I will. Can we please go?
Yes. Yes, let's go.
Outside, they shake hands.
So we have a deal?
Yeah, we have a deal.
I'm so excited.
Later, Jenny goes to work.
Hurry up, it's not brain surgery.
Yes, chef.
You're late. Hang up your coat and grab an apron.
No, chef.
Chop the radicchio.
You chop the radicchio, chef.
Well, as you can see, I'm busy with the main course.
Your mustard-crusted salmon is dry.
Everyone stares at Jenny.
I will not tolerate this kind of attitude.
And I will not tolerate you. I quit.
Oliver mouths the word, what? Jenny high-fives the new employee on her way out. Chef Oliver follows.
Wait! What is it? You want a raise?
No. I'm moving to Bucks County and I'm opening a bed and breakfast.
It's not exactly a restaurant.
It's close enough. And you know what? Some B&Bs are actually known for their food.
A restaurant you can sleep in. How quaint.
Why are you always so hard on me?
Because I know how talented you are, Jenny, and I only want the best for you.
Well, you could have said that a long time ago.
No one ever said it to me.
Well, they should have.
Well, it's about time you had your own kitchen. Chef.
That is a terrible thing to do.
What is?
Make me miss you.
Okay, get out of here.
He turns to the kitchen.
Back to work!
Jenny looks down and smiles. Then, she drives to the house she inherited. The goat looks up from its food as Jenny carries a box.
Oh. Well, I wish I spoke goat. Well, we certainly have a lot to say, huh? I think I'll call you Gabby. Okay? Welcome home.
Jenny smiles at the house. Inside, she dusts a cabinet. The door falls off. In the kitchen, she uncovers a wooden table and polishes it, then scrubs the stove. As Jenny scrubs a countertop, she startles. A mouse scurries on the floor. Jenny leans on the counter.
I would scream if I wasn't so tired.
In the living room, Jenny dusts a desk with a feather duster. She finds a greeting card and sits down in a chair to read it.
Dear Emily, wishing you my very best on this special day. Lester.
She looks at Emily's portrait.
Who is Lester? I wish I had known you. We have a visitor.
Jenny answers the door.
I'm Alice. I live down the road.
Oh, on that beautiful farm?
It's a lot of work, but it's worth the effort. This is for you.
Thank you.
What smells so good?
They put Alice's jam on croissants.
Where did you learn to cook like this?
My dad died when I was a kid, so my mother had to work full time. I would do all the cooking. I would make these elaborate concoctions, and she would pretend to love them.
I don't think she was pretending. Do you have any family around here?
No, I lost my mom a few years ago.
Is there a fella you have your eye on?
Jenny looks down.
There was, yes, but it didn't work out. Did you know Emily?
Not very well. She kept to herself.
I found a card from someone named Lester. You know who he was?
Not a clue.
Maybe he was a boyfriend.
I got the impression Emily was alone. I don't like to use the term spinster, but that's what they called her.
Well, my plan is to open a B&B, so I've started experimenting with breakfast foods.
I suspect you'll do well.
Thank you. If I can ever get the house fixed up. I was hoping to sell croissants since going to the local restaurants just to make a little extra cash, but I can't even get an appointment.
My niece works at the coffee shop. Let me see what I can do.
Thank you. I'm from the city. I'm not used to neighbors being friends.
I always thought they were the same thing.
Alice smiles at Jenny. Later, Jenny drives to the Mealshon shop, a bakery. She pauses outside with her croissants.
You can do this.
Casey, a server, samples the croissant.
Oh, that's lovely. Croissants aren't really our thing, but we could give it a try.
A man walks in.
Oh,
I haven't seen him before.
The shop employees eye the man. His wife enters with two kids.
Yeah.
Casey smiles.
There are no available men in this town. If they have a paycheck and a pulse, they're already taken.
Oh. Yeah, I had a boyfriend. You know, Daryl seemed perfect on paper. He was smart, he was attractive. I kind of thought he was the one.
I don't mean to pry, but what happened?
I wanted more and he wasn't ready. Yeah, I miss him sometimes. Or what we might have been, you know?
I wish I had someone I could miss. Maybe you should call him.
You think?
Ugh, what do I know?
Casey shrugs as she and Jenny smile. Back at the house, Jenny scrubs the kitchen cabinet. She stares at the phone on the wall, then picks it up and dials. In an office, Daryl types at a computer. Jenny almost hangs up.
Hello?
Hi. Hi, it's me.
Hi. Oh,
I'm so happy you called.
You are?
Yeah, I just got back from Thailand and no one speaks English there.
Oh, I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, I'm seeing the world on Gentrotech's dime.
But how are you doing?
Oh, I'm fine. Yeah, I'm fine. I can't find my truffle cutter.
What?
She mouths the word, what?
You know, truffles, they're those,
The mushrooms that I used in the tortellini I made for your birthday.
Yeah, I think maybe I left it in your kitchen.
I haven't seen it, but I'll look around.
All right, thanks.
She fidgets with her necklace.
You know what, I should go, but let me know if you find it.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, bye.
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 Daryl knits his brows as Jenny hangs up. She quickly yanks her hand away from the phone. Daryl smiles.
Oh, don't ever do that again.
At night, Jenny sleeps in the bedroom. Jenny sits up in bed. She creeps down the stairs and clutches a wooden spoon like a baseball bat. Jenny peers around, then peeks through the lace curtain on the door. She glares, then reaches for the doorknob.
What are you doing here?
Brian stands on the doorstep.
I took a cab from the station. I tried not to wake you, but I didn't have a key. So...
Wait, stop. What are you doing?
He holds a suitcase.
I'm moving in.
Jenny's eyes widen. Brian flops onto a couch.
You cannot just show up like this. We had a deal.
That was before my life blew up. You were looking at a fall guy on a botched merger.
Okay, I don't even know what that means.
It means that my legendary boss just blew a business deal and I got blamed.
And I was fired on the spot just like that before I even knew what hit me.
That must have been very hard.
Now look at me. A persona non grata on Wall Street.
Listen. Jenny sits across from him.
I'm sorry that you're having a tough time, but you are not grata here.
Jenny, I have no place to go, all right? And my stocks are tied up in a bonus I'm never going to see. Did you know that I only have $2,643 in my savings account? I used to blow that on a suit.
Jenny knits her brows as Brian struggles to undo his necktie.
Are you drunk?
No, I'm not drunk. I don't drink them. Dulls the mind. I haven't slept. I'm just so tired.
What about your friends and family?
If I had another place to go, Jenny, I wouldn't be here.
Okay, you cannot move in here because we don't even know each other.
What are you talking about? It's temporary.
And temporary is too long.
Oh, you know what? I own half this house, okay? So why don't you stay on your half and I'll stay on my half? Right?
You know what? I don't mean to be rude, but we don't exactly get along.
We'll just avoid each other.
Avoid each other? What about the kitchen?
It's mutual territory, right? We both gotta eat.
What about the bedrooms?
Not a problem. You can have my half of the goat.
Brian winces and shuts his eyes. Jenny rolls her eyes. Outside, the goat stands near the porch as lights turn off in the house. In Jenny's darkened bedroom, she sits in bed. She looks toward the doorway.
Great,
Jenny slams down her wooden spoon as she reclines in bed. In another bedroom, Brian sprawls on a bed, still wearing his suit. Jenny snatches a pillow from her head and sits up. In the morning, she bakes tarts and croissants in the kitchen. Brian walks into Pour Coffee.
Morning.
Good morning.
You, must like, croissants.
Actually, you sell them in town.
Well, I slept pretty well, considering.
Considering what?
Well, considering the hooting owls and the crickets.
It's actually quite peaceful here.
No, I'll give you that. It's peaceful. I can't get cell phone reception. Yeah, I was just wondering, maybe we could share your landline. I'm going to need a phone, obviously, to find a job.
Uh-huh, that's fine.
What do we have here?
These are peach and cranberry tarts. I'm experimenting with breakfast for the B&B.
She stops chopping herbs and puts her hand on her hip.
Do you want one?
Oh, I mean, at the risk of encouraging your B&B fantasy, I don't mind if I do.
What do you mean, fantasy?
Well, I'm still planning on selling the place.
He bites into a hot tart as Jenny shakes her head.
Oh, man, those are good.
What did you expect? I'm a chef.
You're also really good at taking a compliment.
You know, I thought we were just going to avoid each other.
Okay, that works for me.
He grabs another hot tart.
Whew. Good stuff. I can't wait to see what lunch is going to be like.
Jenny glares. She returns to her baking. In the living room, Brian sits with a laptop and landline.
Hello?
Harry. Hey, how's it going, buddy? It's Brian.
Look, you're going to have to stop calling me.
Okay, Harry, listen, did you get any of my emails?
Look, buddy.
I know your value, but the truth is, right now, you're just damaged goods. How can you say that to me, Harry? You know me, all right? I've done nothing wrong. That's completely unfair.
Since when do fair and high finance relate?
I'm going to have to run. Market's about to open. Harry, please, just give me a...
Brian clenches the phone. It falls from the desk to the floor. Jenny steps into the room to pick it up.
I take it that was your legendary boss?
No, that wasn't. That was Harry. He works at another firm. We went to Wharton together. Obviously, it was a friendly competition throughout our careers, but now he's on fire and I can't get a job, so...
He turns to the laptop.
Oh, great, yeah. It's the first time in 12 years that the stock market's open and I haven't been a part of it.
I'm sorry, that must be rough.
He turns back to Jenny, then stands.
Yeah, listen, I'm gonna go for a run because I want to burn off some of this angst.
I really need to polish the hardwood floors. Would you mind moving your stuff to the porch?
Sure, why not? I mean, let's be honest. The stuff's become pretty irrelevant anyway.
Brian gathers his papers. Jenny looks down.
Thank you.
No problem.
As Brian leaves the room, Jenny watches him go. Outside, Brian jogs. Later, he returns to the farm and passes a large, red barn. Brian finishes his jog. He leans forward to catch his breath. He straightens up, then checks his pulse with his fingers and looks at his watch. On the porch, Gabby the goat munches Brian's papers.
Oh, no. No, don't do that.
What is it?
No,
Gabby.
The goat's eating my resumes. Come on.
Come here, Gabby.
Gabby?
Yeah, that's what I named her.
A girl with horns. That's, wow. Look at this. See this? Look at this.
Come here, Gabby. Oh,
No. Hey, no, you've had enough. You're full.
Come on,
you find that funny?
Gabby, yes.
No, see this? Look at this. You didn't even bother to read it. How rude is that? I work around the clock. I feel like the clock has stopped. I don't even know how to slow down.
In the kitchen, Brian pours coffee. He lifts an empty water jug. Jenny turns on the faucet. Brown water flows out.
That is as murky as my future.
Maybe we should, maybe we should call a plumber?
That's a good idea. You should do that.
A plumber investigates. Jenny and Brian share a nervous glance. They watch the plumber as he stands up.
Is it bad?
Yep.
How bad?
About $5,000.
Oh. Are you kidding me?
Nope.
$5,000? I don't have that kind of money to put into plumbing. Especially plumbing I never wanted in the first place. What do we... Oh, I forgot. We can't sell half a house, right? This place is not me. I belong in Wall Street, not Main Street. You know what happens when I have a problem in my place with my plumbing? I call a super. Do you understand that?
Nope.
It's a good show. We should do this more often.
Are you done?
At night, Jenny moves dirty dishes as Brian eats.
What is this? Okay, this is disgusting. We have no water. I can't cook in here. I mean, we have to do something. My silver linings are drowning in the kitchen sink.
All right, just relax for a second.
Great, now I sound like you.
Calm down. Maybe I can try to fix the plumbing myself. I mean, I got an MBA from Wharton. How hard can it be, right?
I don't think those skills are actually applicable in this situation.
Do you have a better idea? First thing in the morning, I'll go to the general store.
Well, how are you going to get there? I need my car tomorrow.
Brian points outside.
Oh, how about that old pickup truck?
That doesn't even run. I've been meaning to have it hauled off.
You do realize I own half that truck, right?
You gave me Gabby. You can have the entire truck.
Brian sits in the old truck.
Come on. Please!
He tries to turn it on.
Yes! Woohoo! That a girl. Okay, ready? Let's go. Let's go. All right, come on.
Brian eases the truck out of the garage as Gabby munches grass. The truck stops.
You got it. No.
Smoke rises.
No!
Brian climbs out of the smoking truck. Gabby watches as Brian holds his arms up to the sky.
How did this happen to me?
Brian rubs his forehead and turns to the truck.
I'm sorry I'm late. I had to use Alice's kitchen because this is the third day in a row I haven't had running water.
Can I get one of those?
Yep. Hank's your biggest fan.
I can't get enough of these croissants.
You mean the Hank special?
Give me a couple for the road.
Casey smiles.
Okay, you just made my day.
At the farm, a mechanic from Kitty Ne Auto Repair works on the truck as Brian watches.
Uh-huh.
The mechanic continues to work under the hood. Brian closes his eyes.
Well, you're gonna need a complete engine overhaul. The whole enchilada. Come on, man. I can barely afford a tank of gas.
Well, I'd settle for your watch to get you running.
Brian removes his watch.
Yeah, it's like unbelievable. Done.
Right out.
The mechanic puts on the watch.
How do I look? Like an affluent mechanic. Cool.
The mechanic smiles and turns back to the engine. Brian watches with crossed arms. Later, Brian drives the truck into town. He parks outside the general store. The elderly man, Vern, sits on a bench with a crossword puzzle. Brian climbs out of the truck, which shakes as it idles.
That thing looks as worn out as me.
The truck stops shaking.
Yeah, I used to take limos.
I used to be taller.
Vern stares at the truck. Brian heads inside the store as Vern gives a small smile. Inside, two elderly men play checkers. They stare at Brian. The plumber nods behind the counter.
Okay, let me guess. You're not just the plumber.
Nope.
You also happen to own the general store.
Yep.
Okay, this whole monosyllabic response thing is not gonna suffice. Perhaps you could say a little more.
Perhaps you could say a little less.
Fair enough.
What can I help you with?
Well, I'm planning on doing the plumbing myself.
Couldn't reach the super.
The plumber smiles.
You'll have to replace some pipes.
I don't know a wrench for my elbow.
Wrench doesn't bend.
Later, they close the truck bed.
Anyway, Tommy, thank you.
No, anytime. Kind of breaks up the monotony of the day.
I appreciate it. I'll see you soon.
Tommy smiles. He passes the man on the bench.
He's a duck out of water.
The ducks learn to fly.
The man looks up at Tommy as Brian drives away. At the house, Brian and Jenny work underneath the sink.
I mean, there are regulations when you open a B&B, and a functioning kitchen is kind of at the top of the list.
Well, maybe we should sell our dysfunctional kitchen.
A pipe leaks.
Oh.
A towel.
When will the water be back on?
Outside, water gushes from a pipe.
Sometime next year.
At night, Jenny walks into the house with a basket of fresh herbs. Whew. Brian leaps up from under the sink.
Aha! Go on. I dare you. Turn the water on.
He tosses and catches a wrench. Jenny cautiously crosses the kitchen to join Brian at the sink. She turns on the faucet.
How about that?
Your plumbing is so musical.
Figured you could sing along while doing the dishes.
Brian goes to the general store.
So I finally got the braided flex line to connect to the angle stop.
A city boy speaks plumbing.
Yeah, well, it's plumb or perish, right? Isn't that what you said? Besides, I gotta get this house fixed up, man. And Jenny, she wants to turn it into a B&B and buy me out, which is fine, but I mean, I've got to turn this lemon into some cash quick. You know, listen, we agreed to paint the house, right? Can't agree on the color. As a matter of fact, we can't agree on anything. She wants to paint the house yellow, Tommy. I would prefer something simpler, like maybe a subtle blue.
Tommy hands Brian paint swatches.
Here you go.
At the bakery, Jenny meets with Casey.
The croissants are selling really well.
Great. I could really use the money. You know what? I was thinking it might help build my reputation. Because there's just so many B&Bs in Bucks County, but they don't all have a professional chef.
So, Tommy just gave me a bunch of color samples.
Yeah, we're going to paint the house, but we can't agree on a color. Mm. You know what? Which one do you prefer?
Oh. Frenetically chipper yellow versus subtle blue.
A very drab and depressing washed out blue.
Casey raises her brows.
Why don't you combine the two colors and paint it green?
Jenny knits her brows.
I miss color and money. Let's hope it's a good omen.
It's true. You know, but I mean like a pale green. You know, or like a seafoam mint. Something that doesn't compete with the color of the trees.
Right, of course, yeah. Non-competitive seafoam mint.
Brian heads out.
I'll see if he has that color.
Great.
Okay.
Okay.
You two make a very cute couple.
No. Oh, no. We are not a couple. No, he's hopefully getting a job and moving back to New York.
Careful what you wish for.
Casey raises her brows and smiles.
See you later.
Jenny leaves. At the house, she and Brian paint the porch.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. You.
She dips her brush in green paint.
You know, compromise is it's a very pretty color.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad we can agree. It's a great color.
Brian knocks over the paint. Oh. It splashes them both.
Wow.
I just bought this shirt.
Sorry, what? I think you missed a spot.
She paints him.
Oh, really? Is that, you're going to do that?
Yeah.
I'm on Endangered Snatches, okay? Check this out.
He paints her.
What do you know about that? I even got some skin.
Okay. Yeah, you know what?
What?
They fling paint.
It's on.
Is it on? Well, let me tell you something.
You know what's on?
You know what's on? Because you're silly content. It drives me insane.
Yeah.
I'm allergic to light. What are you talking about? I'm a realist. You know that? I'm a realist.
And
I know.
You are the green. Pale green. Face.
Now you look pop. That is green. Break the face.
They continue to fling paint at each other. Jenny picks up a bucket and splashes Brian.
I win!
Okay.
In New York, Harry takes Brian's phone call.
The sector is burning up. You gotta trust me on this, all right? There is a play to be made.
I get it. Thanks for the tip.
Hey, I gotta run off to a meeting.
Hey, whoa. Look, Harry, I heard that, there might be an opening at JP.
In your dreams, but I will let you know if anything real comes up.
Look.
What was that?
Gabby? Knock it off, sweetie.
Who's Gabby?
That would be the goat.
There's a goat you know well enough to name?
Yeah.
We gotta get you back to New York City.
So, hello? All right.
Brian stands.
Fantastic. Well, I thought it was going fairly well until, of course, Gabby intervened.
How is your friend Harry?
He likes to think that he's the big shot in our relationship.
As he stands behind her to hang up, she blinks rapidly.
But I am twice the plumber he'll ever be, right?
He must be a really bad plumber.
Oh, let me tell you, he's the worst in Wall Street.
They share a smile. Jenny idly polishes the door trim as they hold each other's gaze. Brian's eyes drop as Jenny continues to look at him. Jenny and Brian work on the kitchen.
Now this is starting to look like the kitchen in my head.
Yeah, it's starting to look good.
Oh, it really does.
Jenny pulls a tray of scones from the oven.
Sherry amaretto scones. You want one?
Are you kidding me? Pass this up. They smell incredible.
I want to sell them at the coffee shop. I mean, I've got to make more money. I've gone through half my savings, and there's still so much to do on the house.
You know what you got to do? Got to think bigger. Just slap a label on these and go out there and start to attract some vendors.
Well, a label requires a name. I mean, don't you think that's a little much for something that's homemade?
No, not at all. Call it what it is. Jenny's Homemade.
Jenny looks away in thought.
Or what about Jenny's Homemade Breakfast? That way it ties in the B&B.
I love it. I think it's perfect. You see, all you have to do is go to all the stores in neighboring towns, rack up some numbers, and I promise you, you will attract a distributor. Simple.
He munches another scone.
You know, maybe that MBA wasn't a total waste.
Thank you. I hope not. It was very expensive.
Outside, they load Jenny's SUV.
All right.
I'm not a salesman.
Listen to me, okay? You don't take no for an answer. You just double down and make it happen. All right?
She climbs in.
Okay.
You can do great.
He jogs a few paces, then stops and turns back.
Hold on. Just, forget everything I just said, right? Just be yourself.
He smiles.
All right.
Brian jogs off again as Jenny smiles down at the dashboard. She drives down a rural road and stops at Ablero Salted Pork.
Thank you. Come again. I'm not into French pastry.
What about Irish? I do scones.
Hey, do you have any foie gras? We got chopped liver.
Patrons stare.
If you could just try a sample.
Not gonna happen.
I sold Avon to put myself through college.
The woman takes a sample.
This is really good.
Thank you.
Let's get some.
Done.
How much are they?
Is she your shill?
She's my new best friend.
All right, I'll try some of your fancy pastries. Do you make blintzes?
I do now.
I'll take a dozen of each and see what sells. Pick up on sticks!
Jenny smiles at the woman.
You know, I'm opening a B&B. If you're ever in Danfield, breakfast is on me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The couple walks away.
Yes!
Jenny makes a speakerphone call as she drives.
Good news, I got 4 new customers.
One more stop and I'll be home.
That's great. You did good. I'm proud of you.
I'll see you soon.
Brian pumps his fists and dances.
Yeah, that's weird. That's really weird.
At the house, Jenny and Brian share a meal with Alice.
John, I've been experimenting with grapes.
I've gained 5 pounds since you moved in.
You know, I was hoping I could pick some of your blueberries, because fresh makes all the difference.
You can pick them by the bushel if I can have more of these crepes.
You really should try our scones, Alice. They're amazing.
You know, they're selling really well.
Mm-hmm. Brian looks as pleased as you do.
Well, my road trip was his idea.
It's nice to see a young couple pulling for each other.
Oh, we're just friends.
Alice nods.
Can I get you some more coffee?
Sure.
Great.
He leaves the table.
Your preserves are delicious.
In the kitchen, Brian fills the coffee pot with water.
A singing sink.
You should hear the toilet.
Jenny looks down and smiles.
After breakfast, we can pick berries. Maybe I'll work off a crepe or two.
As Alice continues her meal, Jenny smiles down at the table. Outside, Jenny's SUV sits near the house. Inside, Brian heads for the phone.
Hello.
In an office, Daryl knits his brows. Daryl hangs up. Brian hangs up too.
Okay.
Daryl redials. Brian walks back to the phone with a grimace. He picks up.
Hello? Is Jenny there?
No. Who are you?
I'm Brian. Who are you?
Daryl.
Okay, Daryl, or are you a customer?
No, I'm calling about the truffle cutter.
Sorry, the what?
When will Jenny be home?
Like maybe in an hour or so? Would you like me to leave her a message, or...?
Just tell her to call me.
Okay.
Daryl hangs up. Brian knits his brows and hangs up the phone. Both men look toward the ground. As Brian dries his hands, Jenny walks in through the kitchen door.
Hey. Listen, you got a phone call today.
from some guy named Daryl.
What'd he say?
Something about a ruffle cutter.
It's a truffle. It's a fancy mushroom. What else did he say?
Just that he wanted you to call him.
Oh.
Jenny quickly looks away. She walks past Brian to pick up the phone. Brian leaves the room as she dials. Daryl picks up his phone.
Hello.
Hey.
Jenny smiles.
I couldn't find your truffle cutter.
Oh, that's okay.
Who's the guy who answered the phone?
Oh, that's Brian. He owns half the house.
He lives there.
We're not involved. It's just a real estate thing.
Brian overhears.
Just a real estate thing.
Brian looks down.
I think about you all the time.
I miss you, Jenny.
I miss you too.
Jenny leans against the wall. Brian raises his brows and heads upstairs.
Great. You know, I have to be honest with you, it's looking pretty nice in here, actually.
It's very bed and breakfasty.
Yeah.
Jenny struggles to open the window.
What are you doing? What's wrong?
I think the window is stuck.
Step aside.
She rolls her eyes.
Time for a man to take care of this.
Okay.
The window doesn't budge.
I mean, obviously, I've mastered plumbing. I think it's time for me to take a hard look at carpentry.
She pats the window.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
What are you apologizing to the window pane for? I'm the one who just blew out a disc.
I feel really bad for it.
Okay.
Brian goes to the general store.
Hey, Skippy. How are you?
To be honest with you, I don't think carpentry's my thing.
Don't get defeated by a stubborn window. Furniture polish. And use a putty knife.
Brian looks at Tommy.
Okay, is there anything you don't know how to do?
Not when it comes to a house. People are harder to figure out. Women, for instance, they are a mystery.
Yeah.
Brian looks away.
Yeah, no, they...
So how's that pretty mystery, Jenny?
Yeah, Jenny's, you know, she's,
I think you have a little crush.
It's complicated. I think she has a boyfriend.
What makes you say that?
Well, a couple days ago, some guy called, and she seemed, happy to hear from him.
It was a phone call, not a wedding. You know, tell her how you feel.
Brian peers up at Tommy.
I don't know how I feel.
Well, figure it out before it's too late.
Brian nods. Outside, he closes the truck bed.
Thanks, Tommy. See you soon.
He's still a duck out of water.
Tommy stands near Vern.
He's testing his wings.
They watch Brian drive off. Vern smiles as exhaust spews from the truck.
Yeah. Boom.
Back at the house, Gabby forages near the porch. Jenny paints a door as Brian stands nearby.
You know, I think I want to get some planters for the porch.
Sure. I'm sure it'll look gorgeous. You know, I gotta be honest with you. I think these posts are like 100 years old, because...
The porch railing breaks. Brian tumbles to the ground.
Are you okay?
Oh, I think I sprayed myself. Ow!
Sorry.
Oh, don't mind. I think I sprayed something. Oh, probably my ego.
He points to the railing.
This isn't over, you and I. Oh, you think it's funny, huh?
Sorry.
It's like in my nightmares.
Jenny helps Brian to his feet. At night, Brian tests the new railing.
Finally. Sturdy as a rock. And perfectly symmetrical, too. I mean, that is if you move your head like that.
Yep, that's the prettiest railing I've ever seen.
Isn't it? Okay, no, it's not bad.
He joins Jenny on the porch swing. She shares a blanket with him. Jenny looks up at the sky.
You know, Emily sat on the same swing and she looked at those same stars.
Yeah, unfortunately, stars are hard to see at night in the city.
Brian looks up at the sky. Jenny turns to him.
You've changed.
Really?
Brian peers at Jenny.
Is that a good thing?
She looks down.
You tell me.
She turns to Brian as he leans back against the swing.
Maybe so.
They share a smile. At breakfast, they eat quiche from a pan.
So, I've sent every resume.
Everybody I know on Wall Street. And not even a nibble. Not one. Well, except for Gabby. Oh.
The table wobbles.
Oh. Did you see that? All right. It's time for a little carpentry. I'm gonna go get my trusty saw.
She pats the table.
I am so sorry.
On the porch, Brian saws a table leg.
Please be careful.
I'll be fine.
I'm actually more worried about the table.
Brian gives Jenny a look. Later, the table wobbles even more.
Sorry. I'm afraid that carpentry may not be my calling.
I don't mind the wobble.
Really? Well, unfortunately, I have tossed in my pinstripe suit for a toolbox and another one of the fits.
Well, the toolbox gives you that rugged repairman look. Just don't open it.
All right, let me try this one more time, okay? Whoa, just hold steady. Let me try one more time. Come on.
If it gets any lower, we're going to have to sit on the floor.
I will admit, I'm having a very good time. And I didn't know I would ever know how to do that. So thank you.
Sure.
They share a smile. Outside, a car pulls up next to Jenny's SUV.
Gabby, come on. Take it easy, it's just a car.
Daryl climbs out of the car and steps in mud. Brian's hands have paint on them.
Hey,
is Jenny here?
You must be Daryl.
Brian?
Hey, nice to finally meet you.
Oh,
sorry about that, bud. Here, just use that. Is Jenny expecting you?
I was gonna surprise her.
Hey! Look who's here.
Hi.
It's so good to see you.
The men stumble over each other.
Oh, I'll get a... No, after you.
Daryl hugs Jenny.
Hi. Oh. Come on in.
Okay.
Daryl glances at Brian as he follows Jenny into the house. Brian turns back to painting.
Yeah, couldn't agree more.
In the living room.
I brought you something.
I finally found it.
This is so sweet, but this isn't my truffle cutter.
I wanted an excuse to see you, so I bought you a new one.
She looks down.
Daryl, you didn't need an excuse.
Daryl looks away.
Look, I'll be honest. When I heard another man answering the phone, I was jealous.
She nods and looks down at her lap.
Brian, he's a handyman by trade?
When he's not working on Wall Street.
Daryl looks down.
And there's nothing between you guys?
Just the house.
Separate bedrooms?
Separate everything. We split the house in half.
Well, he seems like a nice enough guy.
Yeah, he's become a good friend.
Huh. He looks away and nods.
Well, it's nice.
Daryl knits his brows as he looks around the room, then stands in the yard.
I'll call you.
I'd like that.
Daryl smiles at Jenny as she stands on the porch. As Daryl steps carefully through the muddy yard to return to his car, Brian continues to paint the railing.
Oh, he seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, he said the same thing about you.
Really?
Yeah.
So what is he, your boyfriend or something?
He was, but he got this new job and travels so much. I moved here, so I don't really know what we are anymore.
From his painting spot near the ground, Brian smiles up at Jenny. She doesn't notice his smile. Brian stands at the counter with Tommy. The mechanic enters.
Turns out that Daryl is her ex-boyfriend. Except he doesn't seem so ex to me.
I've got an ex-wife, Gloria. I ain't over her, and it's been 3 years.
Tommy and Brian look at the mechanic.
Right, anyway, he just shows up unannounced in his Brooks Brothers suit and his BMW.
Has he no decency?
Gloria got the house, the dog, the big screen TV. I mean, the only thing she didn't get was me.
So Daryl goes over to Jenny and says, you know, he's a nice guy. He's nice. But we both know that what that is. It's code for boring.
Could be code for talks too much.
Look, Tommy, what does he have that I don't have? Money? Car? Job?
The mechanic joins them.
Yeah, I see it. You got two choices.
Oh, this should be good. Lighten us, Rusty.
Marry this girl. Right now. Just hit her with the ring.
Rusty, we haven't even kissed.
Well, that's why she thinks you're boring.
It's complicated.
Are you Amish or something?
What was the other choice?
Rusty holds up his hand.
I forget. Just give me a minute.
Rusty closes his eyes.
Nope. It's gone. Man, that was a good one, too.
How do you know if you can't remember it?
Well, now you sound like Gloria. She was meaner than a snake, but that girl could cook.
Jenny is an incredible cook.
You better get a prenup.
Rusty's eyes widen. Brian parks at home.
Hey, hey. I'm kind of worried.
What's wrong?
I can't find Gabby anywhere.
Well, I mean, sometimes she follows me when I go for my run. I mean, maybe she went on her own.
Will you help me look?
Absolutely. Let's try the trail. Come on.
They hurry to the trail.
Gabby!
Gabby, where are you?
Night falls.
Gabby!
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 How'd I get so attached to a goat?
Gabby!
Gabby rests in a clearing.
Hey. Hey, girl.
Is she hurt?
You okay? What's wrong?
The goat peers up at them.
What's wrong with her?
I have no idea.
Brian pets Gabby and carries her down the trail. In the barn, Jenny and Brian stroke Gabby. Alice visits.
She's been like this for hours.
Yeah, there's obviously something terribly wrong.
There's no need for concern. Just let nature take its course.
What do you mean?
Well, she's about to have kids. That's what they call baby goats.
Jenny turns to Brian.
She's pregnant?
Alice nods.
The kids usually arrive in pairs.
We're gonna have twins?
What? Oh, did you hear that, huh? Oh, did you hear that?
I can see she's in good hands.
You're gonna be a mama.
In the daytime, they cradle baby goats.
Oh, what should we name the kids?
How is Bonnie and Clyde?
Oh, no. No, they're too cute for a life of crime. They need something more cheerful, like Lucy and Ricky.
Lucy and Ricky.
Yeah?
Okay, I like that. Oh. What do you say? We show Lucy and Ricky the great outdoors.
Huh? Go outside?
From good side?
Yeah.
They sit on the porch as the goats explore.
Is that Lucy or Ricky?
That would be Lucy.
They're so cute. Oh, I am so tired.
Why don't you go in and get some sleep?
You should too.
I will. But first, I'm going to put them in the barn.
Brian wearily stands up and heads into the yard. Jenny watches with a tired smile. Brian carefully scoops up the tiny goats.
I got you. That a girl. Come on. Yeah?
Yeah, I like him too.
Gabby peers up at Jenny.
The inspection for the B&B is in 3 weeks, and his kitchen is a wreck.
Jenny shuts the oven.
You know what I was thinking? Hmm. What if we turn that storage closet into a pantry?
Sure, yeah, we can do that.
Bottles and cleaning supplies sit on the table as Jenny and Brian sand the pantry shelves. As he sands a shelf, Brian sneaks a glance at Jenny and smiles. They're both covered in dust. As Brian turns back to the shelf, Jenny sneaks a look in his direction.
I gotta get some more sleep.
They bump into each other. Jenny looks up into Brian's eyes.
I should go check on the kids.
Their gaze lingers.
Yeah, actually, I need to get some more sandpaper, so...
He nods.
Go ahead.
No. After you.
They continue to look into each other's eyes. Then, Jenny looks down and heads out of the room. Brian closes his eyes. At night, Brian carries his toolbox.
So I'm gonna go fix the light on the porch so we can see the kids at night, okay?
I'd rather just imagine them.
Oh, ye of little faith.
Brian raises his brows. The power goes out.
Hey, I heard that.
Good.
They eat dinner by candlelight.
This resort is amazing.
Good. Considering I made it in the dark.
Well, I tell you, you should definitely open up a restaurant.
I am. It's called a B&B.
Yeah, but you shouldn't limit yourself just to breakfast. Think bigger. Bed and a breakfast and dinner.
So B&B and D. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love cooking. I mean, I always have since I was a kid. Mm.
I was always into investing as a kid. Boring, I know. Other kids are out playing hide and seek, and I was locked in my room playing stocks and bonds.
They smile.
Dad was a broker, so I learned the language from him. But it didn't last that long, and he took off when I was pretty young. And Mom ended up remarrying another suit, and they shipped me off to prep school, and then, of course, Wall Street.
He stares into his glass.
Never looked back.
And then a house in Bucks County came along?
Yeah, I gotta tell you, that really threw me off course.
Jenny smiles and looks down.
Are you sorry about that?
Not tonight.
Brian smiles at Jenny, then turns to an open window. Rain blows inside. Brian stands up. The window shuts easily. Jenny smiles.
Furniture polish and a putty knife.
Well done.
Brian sits.
Oh, at the risk of the house burning down, do you think that maybe you could get the wood stove going?
Of course. And you can't have a B&B without a wood stove, right?
Oh, and some electricity would be nice.
Of course. I couldn't agree more.
Jenny looks down at the table. As Brian continues his meal, she studies his face. He smiles. After dinner, they walk upstairs and pause on the landing.
I had a really good time.
Yeah, I did too. Dinner was, fantastic.
They smile.
I'm glad.
They gaze at each other.
Good night.
Sweet dreams.
You too.
Okay, thanks.
Jenny continues down the hall. Later, Brian sleeps in his bed. He stirs and rubs his forehead, then stares up at the ceiling. In Jenny's room, rain leaks onto her head. Brian catches drops in a glass. Jenny uses a jewelry box. Brian heads to the kitchen. Jenny finds him there.
Is it raining in your room?
Yeah. You?
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah, I'm just gonna go in the bar and check on the kids, make sure they're all right. Are you okay?
I'm fine. You'd see it's all
right. He wipes rain from her cheek. They lock eyes.
Me close, that'll be there soon.
They share a long, slow kiss.
Hold me in your heart. Oh,
I'm sorry, I
shouldn't be. It's okay.
She looks into his eyes.
It's okay.
I'm gonna go check. Yeah.
He holds her gaze for a moment longer, then steps outside as she watches. In the morning, Brian jogs. Jenny wears a dress next to her SUV.
Hey.
Hey.
You look nice.
Thanks. I have a meeting with the distributor.
Oh, that's good. Listen, Jenny, I wanted to talk to you about last night.
Do you mind if we talk when I get back? I'm really late. I have so many deliveries.
Sure. Yeah, no, we'll talk later.
Okay.
We'll talk when you get back.
Okay.
Okay. Here, I'll help you. You in?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
He closes the car door and waves. Jenny puts on her seatbelt. Brian carries his toolbox into the house. He wipes his hands and reaches for the phone.
Hello. Hey, Brian, I got some really big news. Are you sitting down?
You got a promotion, and they left the vacuum in the department, and I pitched them on you.
So what are you saying, Harry? Is this a job offer?
I'd be your boss, but it's okay. It's offset by the bonus and the perks.
Harry narrows his eyes.
Brian? I told you to sit down. Did you pass out?
No,
Brian shuts his eyes.
Thank you, Harry.
That's better.
But I'm gonna have to think about it.
What is there to think about?
It would be really hard for me to leave Jenny.
The girl that came with the house?
Yeah. The girl that came with... Well, it's not just about her. Maybe it is. I don't... Look.
I like who I am here, Harry.
Well, now you're scaring me.
I'm scaring myself.
Brian smiles.
Can I ask you something? Do you ever think that there's things out there that are far more important than just making money?
Harry blinks rapidly and shifts in his chair.
I went out on a limb for you.
And I understand that, and I appreciate that.
Well, understand...
Then I'm gonna need an answer by the end of the day.
Brian knits his brows. He stares at the phone, then hangs up. He leans on the wall. Elsewhere, Jenny opens the trunk of her SUV. She grabs her phone.
Hello?
Hi, it's me.
Daryl?
I'm in my car. I need to see you right away. I can be there in an hour.
Well, I have a delivery at the coffee shop. Meet me there.
At the general store.
Hey, what happened to that pickup truck of yours?
It wouldn't start.
Well, that's what happens when you get old.
Brian smiles.
Yeah.
He goes inside.
I finally got a job offer out of New York. It's what I thought I wanted.
Then what's the problem?
Brian looks away from Tommy.
This phone was my lifeline in the stock market. Now look at it.
Baby goat photo.
Those are my kids.
I could see the resemblance.
Brian grins.
I like it here. I'm happy. Nothing on Wall Street will even compare to Jenny. Nothing.
Sounds to me like you want to stay.
Thinking about it, big fella. Thinking about it.
Oh, it'll be $9 for the drill bit. 2 cents for the advice.
Worth every penny.
Tommy smiles as Brian pays.
Thanks, my friend.
Good luck.
They shake hands. Brian heads outside and turns to the man on the bench.
Have a good one.
Yeah, I always do.
He smiles at the man and continues down the road.
I wonder what he meant.
Brian spots Jenny's SUV at the bakery, then sees Daryl's BMW parked next to it. He stops in his tracks. Through the window, he watches as Casey pours coffee for Jenny and Daryl.
You sure I can't get you anything else? No, I've already eaten. Daryl, do you want something?
No, I'm good.
Out of Daryl's view, Casey fans herself.
I'm sorry for just showing up like this, but I really needed to see you before I lost my nerve.
Okay.
Daryl stares at Jenny.
I love you, Jenny. I think I'm ready to settle down.
Jenny blanks.
Are you proposing?
Will you marry me?
Casey listens in. Through the window, Brian sees Daryl grasp Jenny's hands, then looks down at the ground. He swallows hard and looks through the window again.
I don't have a ring yet.
Daryl.
It's okay. We can pick one out together.
Daryl.
Jenny looks at the table, then back to Daryl's face.
I can't marry you.
Casey studies a saucer.
Why not?
Jenny looks away.
Because Brian is starting to matter to me.
I thought you guys were just friends.
We were. I don't know what happened, but things have changed.
I'll quit my job. Whatever it takes to win you back.
Daryl, I care about you, and I always will, but...
She looks into his eyes, then looks down.
I just don't think we're meant to be.
Daryl nods slowly, then looks away. At the counter, Casey clutches a mug and nods. Outside, Brian ducks behind a pickup truck. He watches Daryl kiss Jenny. Brian looks at the ground. Daryl peers into Jenny's face.
I hope he knows how lucky he is.
As Jenny looks up at Daryl, Brian hurries away. As the sun begins to set, Jenny drives away to continue her deliveries. She carries boxes from her SUV. Jenny pauses.
You can do this.
She looks up at a large building with a premium natural foods sign. An assistant opens the door for Jenny's meeting with Mr. Gracie.
Thank you. I am so sorry I'm late.
You're right on time. We'd like to test homemade in some of our regional outlets. If that goes well, we'll distribute your product in some of the larger markets. You'll need an online presence. We'll handle all the mechanics, website, and so forth.
Okay. I'm sorry. This meeting is going quite well.
The first of many, I suspect.
Mr. Gracie smiles at Jenny. She smiles and claps her hands. Back at the house, Brian stands in the driveway. The old truck sits in the garage. The hood is open. Brian continues to trudge up the driveway. He sits on the porch swing and stares into the yard. Brian laces his fingers together, then rests his forehead on his hands. He goes into the house. Harry grabs his phone.
Okay, this is the call I've been waiting for. Hello?
Okay, Harry, I'm in.
At night, Jenny pulls into the driveway. Brian waits outside with his suitcase. Jenny steps out of her car. She spots the packed bag next to Brian.
How was your meeting?
Jenny stares at the bag.
Are you leaving?
Yeah, no, I'm leaving.
Brian stands with crossed arms.
I don't understand. Where are you going?
Well, Harry came through for me big time. Got me a job offer out of New York. So, he wants me there right away.
Jenny fidgets with her keys.
Oh, I wish you the best. I really do, but...
She shakes her head.
I'm just taking my surprise, that's all.
Brian shrugs.
It's a great opportunity, what can I say?
A cab pulls into the driveway. Jenny knits her brows.
Were you even gonna say goodbye?
I've been waiting around all day, Jenny. I really couldn't wait anymore.
Jenny stares hard at Brian. He looks away.
Anyway, look, I'm gonna be staying at Harry's till I get settled. So what I'll do is I'll call you when I figure out where I'm gonna land, okay?
He carries his luggage to the cab.
Okay.
As he loads it into the trunk, Jenny stands in the driveway and watches.
So, I guess this is it.
They hug. Brian pats her back.
Take care of yourself.
She nods.
You too.
All right.
Brian opens the cab door. He stares at Jenny. She knits her brows and watches him climb into the cab. As Jenny stands with her arms crossed, the cab backs out of the driveway. Tears spring to her eyes as she watches the cab drive away. Jenny stands still, then looks at the ground. Alice and Casey join Jenny for breakfast.
This one is an asparagus parmesan souffle.
Oh.
I'm trying to experiment with recipes. What do you guys think of that one?
I think I'm going to gain another 5 pounds.
Is this table for kids?
Yeah, Brian was a lousy carpenter.
Jenny leans on the table.
I miss him. You know, I thought I was in love with Daryl, but I think I love the idea of him. I didn't know the difference until I met Brian.
Alice nods.
Brian made me laugh.
Jenny, you're the prettiest girl in the county. You'll find someone else.
Oh, you're sweet. Right now, I'm just focused on opening the B&B.
The house looks beautiful.
Mm, thanks. There's still so much to do, though, and the inspection is next week.
Look at all you've accomplished. In such a short time, I couldn't be more proud of you if you were my daughter.
Oh, my boss is about to retire. Maybe I should try and buy the coffee shop.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah.
Casey grins.
Tired of waiting around for a man I might never meet. I'm gonna make my own happily ever after.
I'll drink to that.
Jenny raises a mug.
Hello.
You inspired me.
Cheers.
The three women toast. In a New York City office, Harry walks through a hall.
All right. No, I send those numbers. Todd, don't. Okay, fine. No, listen. Todd, listen to me. This is not a pitch. It's a promise. Now, this is a startup company primed for a takeover, okay? What we're gonna do, listen, we're gonna jump in with both feet. Yes! Attaboy, Todd! You will not be sorry! All right, I'll call you later.
Harry points at Brian.
You're really back on your game.
Yeah.
Let me take you to lunch.
No.
Care to elaborate? I'm easily offended.
I got a lot of work to do, Harry.
You always say that.
Isn't that why I'm here? To work? Come on, you do lunches, I'll do deals.
You're no fun anymore.
Was I fun before?
Not really.
So why are you so surprised? Besides, it was fun once. I used to make Jenny laugh all the time.
Harry sits down.
Hey.
What?
Get your head out of the sticks. This is the big city. We have girls here. She is out there right now buying shoes she can't afford and hoping she doesn't turn into her mother.
Yeah. Well, my girl is in Bucks County.
In Jenny's kitchen, an inspector solemnly unfolds a flashlight on a long pole. He sinks to his knees and shines the light under the table. Jenny smiles at him from the other side. The inspector stands up and aims the flashlight at the pantry.
No insects or vermin?
Not a single one.
He runs his fingers along a pantry shelf to check for dust. Then, he collapses the flashlight.
That fridge is very small. You should get one that's more energy efficient, preferably from this century.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
You're not going to salute, are you? This is just an inspection.
Yes, sir.
She salutes.
Whatever you say.
Jenny looks down at the floor. The inspector steps closer to her.
You seem a little nervous.
This B&B is really important to me, and I'm hoping to open in a couple weeks.
He presses his lips into a line, then nods at the sink.
Oh, you know, the sink sounds really funny, but it's totally fine.
The inspector looks around the room.
Is that a violation?
Only if it's off-key.
Yeah, I mean, I drink it every day, and I'm great.
It runs clear, drainage is okay, temperature is fine.
He jots notes on a clipboard. Jenny leans forward to take a peek and gets in his way as he begins to walk. She steps aside. Then, the inspector peers into the oven.
Would you like something to eat?
Is that a bribe?
Jenny's eyes widen.
You could eat the evidence.
She holds a plate of baked goods. The inspector reaches for one. As Jenny watches, he takes a bite. The inspector nods.
The evidence is really good.
Jenny smiles at the inspector.
Do I pass?
Have you replaced the fridge?
Yes, of course. I... Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you.
No hugging.
Okay.
But it will take a little more of the caramel evidence.
She passes the plate to the inspector. He continues to eat, then turns to Jenny.
You got any coffee?
Jenny goes to the general store.
Hi.
Hi.
Vern does a crossword puzzle. A sign on the door reads, "Gone fishing."
Oh. Do you happen to know when the general store is going to open again?
It depends on the fish.
Well, do you know where I could go buy curtain rods?
12 miles due east of here.
Okay, and yeah. What about geraniums?
That's about 8 miles due west. Yeah.
Great. Thank you.
What happened to that young guy who used to come around?
Jenny turns to Vern.
Oh, he went back to New York.
Some ducks were never meant to fly.
Guess not.
Curtain rods and flowers, huh? You fixing up the house?
I'm actually planning to open a bed and breakfast.
Well... Emily would have liked that. All those people around the house.
But you knew Emily?
Since we were kids.
Jenny sits next to Vern.
What was she like?
Emily was a gentle soul. Very shy.
Did you happen to know a guy named Lester?
Lester was my older brother.
Were he and Emily friends?
They were sweethearts. Nobody knew it. Me.
Did they break up? I mean, what happened?
Lester died during the war.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
They had to keep their romance secret. They were both very young, and her daddy was real strict. When Lester died, Emily had to hide her grief. She kept it inside, and it festered there. Her broken heart turned to stone.
Jenny frowns.
Poor Emily.
Better to have loved and lost, I suppose.
Emily smiles sadly at Vern.
Yeah, it's sad. When people who ought to be together ain't together.
Vern looks into Jenny's eyes. She looks down at her lap. Brian and Harry attend a meeting.
And Brian will handle all the details. He's incredibly thorough.
And I am passionate about this acquisition, gentlemen. You'll have access to me 24 hours a day, around the clock. My apologies, guys. Let me just turn off my phone.
It's a call from Jenny.
Hey, can you just hold on a minute?
Sure.
All right, thanks. Excuse me. Can you hear me?
Brian sits at his desk.
I'm sorry. I had to get back into my office.
I hope I'm not interrupting anything.
No. Are you kidding me? No, nothing at all.
How are Gabby and the twins?
They're good.
That's great.
I miss them.
They miss you too.
Jenny gives a faint smile.
Listen, I want to tell you why I'm calling.
Yeah, Jenny, I'm just, to be honest, I'm just happy to hear your voice.
Premium Natural Foods has given me an advance, and I think it's enough to buy you out if I can do it in installments.
Yeah, great.
He rubs his eyes.
I've spoken with some local real estate agents to find out exactly what the house is worth.
You know, whatever you think is fair is fine.
Okay, great.
Brian raises his brows.
As I gather, things are going well then.
Yeah. How are you liking being back on Wall Street?
Oh, are you kidding me? I'm hitting my stride.
It's great.
She smiles half-heartedly.
And I was thinking about, when are you planning on opening up the
B&B&D?
This weekend, actually. It's just a trial run, though. Mostly friends.
Good for you.
I have an idea.
Why don't I drive up tomorrow and I'll sign all the necessary paperwork?
I'm in no hurry.
No, it's okay. Look, I mean, tomorrow's my day off.
You take Fridays off?
What can I say? I miss the kids.
Brian smiles. Jenny leans on the counter.
So I'll see you tomorrow?
Yeah, it sounds like a plan.
Tomorrow it is.
Bye, Jenny.
Brian hangs up. He looks down at his desk. Jenny stares absently, the phone still in her hand. In Harry's home, an open suitcase sits on a hardwood floor. On a sofa, Brian rests his head on a pillow and tries to get comfortable. He opens his eyes and winces, then hauls himself upright. Brian rubs his forehead. Then, he grabs a sweater from a chair. Harry walks in as he puts it on.
Hey, you heading in for work early?
Actually, I'm not going to be in today, Harry.
Actually, that's not okay.
I have to see a girl about a house.
No,
listen,
no way.
Listen, everything that we needed to close this deal is sitting on my desk, and you know it. Look, she's buying me out. Come on, Harry, I may never see this girl again.
Harry shakes his head.
Harry, come on. Haven't you ever been in love? Huh?
Harry tosses keys to Brian.
Take my car. Go see her. Get her out of your system.
Brian smiles down at the keys.
Thanks, Harry.
He chugs to the door. Later, he drives Harry's car back to the farm. On the way into town, he parks at the general store. Brian walks over to the bakery. Inside, Hank sits at the counter.
I'll take another Hank special.
Okay.
Brian walks in.
Hi, Casey.
Oh, hello.
How have you been?
She turns away.
Like you care.
Brian sits down. Casey presses her lips into a thin line.
What'll it be?
Just a cup of coffee would be great. Got here a little early, just trying to kill some time.
I don't need your life story, just your order.
She pours coffee.
All right, well, Casey, what's wrong?
Casey grimaces and slams the pot.
Men!
Everyone turns to look at Casey. Brian glances around, then turns back to her.
Okay, men. All of them or just me?
Jenny turns down her old boyfriend when he proposes because she's falling in love with you. And then you just go off on your merry way and you leave her behind.
Are you sure about this?
Yes, I'm sure.
And how do you know?
Because I was standing right there when it happened. It was at this table, Brian.
Brian looks away. He rises to his feet.
Okay, thank you, Casey.
For what? A $20 tip for a cup of coffee?
No.
He turns to her.
You're making me the happiest man in the world.
He kisses her cheek, then runs outside.
Excuse me.
Go figure.
I figure he's in love.
Casey grins. At the house, Brian parks the car. Gabby grazes nearby.
I'm back, Gabby!
He offers her a paper scrap.
What's paper? Yeah, you got a girl.
Jenny holds a baby goat on the porch.
Hi.
Hi.
You're a little early. We said 10 o'clock.
Well, actually, I'm not early at all. It's almost too late.
Too late for what?
Casey told me that, Daryl proposed to you.
and you turned him down.
That's right.
I didn't know that.
A goat runs to Brian.
Oh, it's okay.
Hi.
Now you do.
Brian gazes at Jenny.
I missed you, Jenny. I want to come home.
Jenny stares. Her face softens.
You know, that's the first time you ever called this house your home.
Brian shrugs.
It's the first time I've ever called anywhere home.
A smile spreads across Jenny's face. Brian grins and joins her on the porch.
Hey, look who's back.
Oh, kisses.
Aww. Are they growing?
They carry the baby goats inside. Gabby follows. At night, Jenny and Brian host a party with all their friends. Jenny offers a tray to Chef Oliver.
Would you like to try my fig and olive tapenade?
Oh, indeed I would.
He takes a portion onto his plate. With a smile, he tastes it. He stares solemnly at Jenny.
Is that tarragon I taste?
Yes.
Your little restaurant with beds just may succeed.
He winks.
Thank you.
Across the room, Brian stands with Tommy and Harry.
And she's pretty and she can cook. Maybe it's time to pop the question.
Why are you still standing here? Get over there and close the deal for once.
Thanks for coming, Harry.
Hey, it's good to get out of the city for a few hours. Every few years.
Exactly.
Brian pulls the box from his pocket.
This is it.
I think Emily would have liked this.
I think Emily would have loved it.
Brian walks up behind Jenny. She turns and sees the box.
Yes.
Brian smiles at her and opens the box. Inside, a ring sparkles.
Marry me, Jenny. So I can make you laugh the rest of my life.
Jenny grins.
Nothing would make me happier. Yes. Yes.
Brian slips the ring onto her finger.
It's beautiful.
She blinks back tears.
Come here.
Brian and Jenny share a kiss in front of their friends.
It doesn't get more romantic than that.
Now that's what I call a kiss.
Everyone grins. The couple finishes their kiss. Jenny playfully shows off her ring.
You're all invited to the wedding.
Well, I know a good caterer.
Your duck finally flew home.
I guess he did.
Jenny smiles up at Brian.
They divided the house in two. You only had to look at them to know that wouldn't last.
It's his half.
And her half.
And now we're one.
The couple smiles and shares another kiss.
That's sweet.
Delicious.
I mean the couple.
Oh, that too, yeah.
Yeah.
Jenny and Brian grin at their friends. The party continues. A sign outside the house reads, Emily's Country Inn.